Hi everybody, this is Scott Todd. Another day, another social media ban. So yesterday I shared the following tweet. So let me read it for you. This is from Veena Malik, who is apparently a Pakistani actress. I don't know who she is, but apparently she has somewhat of a history of posting some rather unsavory things. So this is what she shared yesterday. Quote, I would have killed all the Jews of the world, dot, 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 but I kept some to show the world why I killed them, close quote, Adolf Hitler. This is a common quote. Maybe it's a misattributed quote, but it's one that a lot of genocidal Jew haters will often post. So whether it is veridical or not, that's not the point. So I simply shared that tweet. So I shared the tweet that a vile Jew hater shared on her social media, and she apparently has quite a large following. And I simply wrote this, I see this every day, meaning that I receive tons of such Jew hatred as part of my reality. I wake up this morning, and here's what I see. You recently posted something that violates Facebook policies, so you're temporarily blocked from using this feature. For more information, visit the Help Center. To keep from getting blocked again, please make sure you've read and understand Facebook's community standards. This blog will be active for 3 days. And so I wrote back to them. Last night, I posted a tweet of a horrifying person who was hailing Adolf Hitler. I was trying to show the horrors of Jew hatred. I'm a Lebanese Jew who escaped religious persecution in the Middle East. I fight against all bigotry, but I know firsthand about Jew hatred, having lived in the Middle East. I shared this tweet to demonstrate the vile and endemic Jew hatred that is normalized by individuals such as this person. All hatred is deplorable, but Jew hatred is unique in that it, in many places in the world, it is considered laudable. You banned me. I share a tweet to demonstrate the ugliness of genocidal Jew hatred as a Jewish person, and I get banned. They have since apparently reversed the ban, but what they probably won't do, because I know from past experience, I've been banned twice before for very similar reasons to this one. And in both instances, I was banned and then it was reversed, but they don't remove the strike against you. So when they ban you the next time, they still referred, you know, this is your third strike, this is your fourth strike. So you could be found innocent, if we can use this Orwellian term in the social media context. They could agree that it was wrong of them to ban you, but they don't expunge your record. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers.